Dan and I have a lot of goals in our lives doing this show for the last 17 years. One of those goals is to meet new people, to bring those people to you, our listener friends, and then to convince these people who have just moved here to never leave again.
Yeah.
And that is who we're going to talk to now. Yeah. Dr. Warren Anderson is the Vice President of DEI at Bradley University and a new Peorian. Good to see you, man.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you in town. Give us your quick resume.
Quick resume, Philly born and bred, went away to state schools, just moved down from Madison, Wisconsin, where I served as the senior diversity officer for the UW system, and there are 13 universities and 165,000 students.
Nice.
Worked in secondary and post-secondary ed most of my career, college access, diversity, all that good stuff. So
Bradley's I'm sorry. Dan,
he's too nice to be from Philly. He doesn't have that Philly attitude.
No, you don't have the Philly edge.
Catch me on football Sunday.
You are the first DEI vice president or a person to hold a position. Yes. It's diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And that to some is a newer phrase or a newer position. Well, it's obviously new to Bradley, right? Mm-hmm. You've been here 6 weeks. Tell me about that. Why is it necessary? What's the world doing in that regard under DEI?
It's necessary mainly because, you know, in today's society and the political upheaval that's going on, we've lost the desire and ability to actually communicate, have a conversation about differences and how that really makes the environment special. Bradley is amazing simply because they're putting the resources, the effort into making sure that everyone who comes to Bradley feels as if that's the place where they belong. And my job is to make sure that we are looking at every aspect of the institution, policies, practices, and procedures to be one of the best schools at doing this in the country.
And I just read this yesterday. Help me, maybe you saw this as well. It's under the banner of Bradley, that next year will be the most international students that Bradley's mm-hmm. ever had. We had a young man from Ukraine in here the
Absolutely.
Other day. And just that alone, let alone all the other groups of people that sometimes feel underrepresented, that alone is a tricky thing to handle.
It is tricky. And most of that is because, you know, I tell people when our students leave and they walk across the stage and they get that diploma, I want to make sure that it means more than just that piece of paper, that they understand that we are graduating students who we want to be able to sustain in a global workforce, wherever that may be.
Yeah. Dan and I were just talking about that earlier today about something about, I can't remember even the subject matter, but I think it was energy and how, you know, 50 years ago, we didn't think about how connected we'd be today. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so wildly connected.
Absolutely.
That those students, and my daughter is one of them, is going to be graduating in May. She is connected to people all over the planet already. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, even it just seems like yesterday I graduated mm-hmm. from college. That wasn't an issue. We were just thinking about here.
Who's there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And these international students who come in, too, they need to feel welcomed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in a foreign place. People have perceptions about who they are or mm-hmm. the country they come from, mm-hmm. not realizing that their culture is so interesting and fascinating.
Absolutely.
And so you have to educate people about them.
That's a big part of it, making sure that not only is our culture enhanced by someone coming from a very different culture, but in having those conversations and engagements and interaction, one, you never know, you might be meeting a friend you're going to have for the rest of your life.
As correct.
You talk about with your daughter.
Yeah.
But two, what you recognize is that wherever you come from, the differences between us are so small.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens that we live in just geographically different places, but there's not much difference in terms of what someone wants for their family, in terms of wanting something better for yourself. So in that respect, while they may come from a different country, everybody's coming here for the same thing.
I know you had a sit down with a lot of students just about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. What did you learn?
Yeah, so one of the things that I learned from that group is a continuation of things I've been learning since I accepted the job and it was announced, is that people love Bradley. If you were a student, if you were an alum, whether or not you had an amazing experience, whether or not you had an experience that could have been better, they love the institution. They're trying to figure out ways to give back and to get engaged and get involved in this work. The students, by and large, really want to know more about how to embrace, understand, and communicate the concept of differences and really understand the difference. And you mentioned my title, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are three very different things.
Yeah.
And it takes very different approaches to achieve all of them.
Yeah.
But our students were very clear that the one thing they wanted is more training and understanding about what all three of those means. And that's our biggest priority.
Right. How will you do that then?
Really starting with a full on slot of training. So when students come back, in the fall semester, they're going to see a very different Bradley in terms of what the expectations are around engagement with EDI. They're going to see a lot more engagement around the concepts of making sure that everyone feels as if this is their place and they feel comfortable and welcome. But more importantly, the difference in terms of accountability. It's very easy to sit back and say, hey, there's a guy here who's responsible for diversity.
Right.
But
right.
The goal is making sure everybody understands that this is everyone's job in the classroom, out of the classroom, whether or not you live in the residence halls, but also building this work outside the university into the community that we sit.
Diversity is sometimes a charged word in mm-hmm. the political world that you mm-hmm. just mentioned a few moments ago.
To some, it means quotas, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The affirmative action.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how do you address that?
So it goes back to what I said earlier, the difference between diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
Every university in this country is figuring out how they can get more students of color. And it's unfortunate that the pandemic really shifted the focus on that conversation simply because when most universities were trying to plan and prepare for life after COVID, they just assumed they were going to lose a ton of students and a ton of their population.
Mm-hmm.
What they were really saying is they're going to lose a ton of the white students that were coming.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to focus on these students of color who are looking for places to go. Well, students of color have always had a place to go in terms of higher education. But now the premium is how can we get more students of color to offset where we think those losses are going to come? Good or bad, it is providing more of an opportunity for access for those historically underrepresented populations at the higher education level.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so this is maybe a completely unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Go for it.
Why did it take Bradley till 6 weeks ago? Because, you know what I mean? Is that just a whole system, not just Bradley, but university and colleges in general? Is everybody doing this now?
I tell people all the time the most secure position in higher education right now is a chief diversity officer.
Really?
Because there's a ton of work, and people are scared of this kind of work.
I can see that.
When you say it's a charged word, simply because in higher education, post-secondary education, I can say right now, most people don't like to discuss the things that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I love talking about race and the differences and the inequities. Those are the things that get me charged up. Most people don't like to talk about those things. Bradley, why now? Going back to your original question, I'm glad they waited until they were actually ready to take the steps to do the work right. There's a lot of universities that are just throwing a chief diversity officer in there, not giving them the responsibility, not giving them the resources, not giving them the actual things that it takes to actually make the environment better.
At the Band-Aid.
Exactly. Yeah. Bradley is doing things differently. We are working at this from the inside out, which is why it's the first pillar in the university strategic plan.
Yeah, and I hate to use the word token, but it is a token
very
person.
Very tokenized.
Yep. And it's just like, hey, we have one of those mm-hmm. people, right?
Yeah. Here it's like, not only is it a position, it's at the cabinet level. So mm-hmm. my conversation actually is infused with that of academic affairs and athletics, oh, by the way, which is pretty big at Bradley, right?
Yeah.
So it really is taking a stance that this is truly work that we need to do going to the fabric of our institution, and it's not just a Band-Aid to say we have it.
What I know you already talked about next year, fall will look different.
Mm-hmm.
How do you engage the parents mm-hmm. of your students, or do you do that?
You do. I think you have to.
How do you do that?
The hard part is our students come from all different backgrounds, all different kinds of homes.
Sure.
Some of the homes, this may be welcome conversation. Some it may be taboo. The conversation around this is making sure that parents have the opportunity to engage. So a lot of the programs that we're going to do, a lot of the initiatives, it's really going to take the parents wanting to get involved with it. Same thing with the community. Whatever we do, if it's open to the community, it's open to parents. Some direct outreach to parents, some direct targeted outreach to parents. But it's making sure that our students are having these conversations with their parents. I love when, you know, you ask the question about DEI. I love when parents pick up the phone and call me and ask me about these things, because it tells me they're actually thinking about things that are happening in their own home life apart from their
sure.
students. So it's just making sure that we provide the opportunity for parents to engage with us as much as they want to.
What are you, in doing this, it's accountability. vulnerability. It's being aware of others. What are a negative that you want that you have seen somewhere else? Well, we can't have that.
A lot of it is, you know, people get a negative perception about a student who comes from a different country, and they have this whole idea in their mind about what the student is about, what their country is about. But like I said, we've lost in this country over the last few years the concept of just having a conversation. Yeah. And part of what I want to do is make sure that whatever we do, it's rooted in respect. You know, my job is not to change your values or your beliefs. My job is to make sure that you understand what the values and beliefs of Bradley are, so you can decide how you want to interact with that. But there are some things that have happened at Bradley that have happened at every university in this country. And we just have to say that we're building a culture where those things won't be acceptable at Bradley. And we need to lean on the fact that Bradley, where we're going around EDI, DEI, however you want to frame it, there are a lot of people that are uncomfortable with it, and I'm glad about that. I want to push people. We don't change from a place of comfort. So whatever we can do to change the environment so we have the people in the environment who are going to push Bradley toward the next generation, that's what we need.
Well, we welcome you and your family here to Peoria. We will maybe cheer for the Eagles once in a while. I don't know how we'll do that.
Just as long as it's not the Cowboys, we're good.
Okay. And we're glad that you're a part of the community, not only Bradley, but the bigger picture. We'll see you out and about.
Absolutely.
We'll run into you.